The Bartlesville Police Department, like many agencies in Washington County and across the state of Oklahoma, headed to Tulsa on Thursday morning to pay respects to a Tulsa police officer that lost his life during a routine traffic stop over a week ago. 45-year-old Sergeant Craig Vincent Johnson with the Tulsa Police Department was shot and killed on Tuesday, June 30th, and rookie officer Arash Zarkashan is recovering in a Tulsa hospital after being critically shot 4 times. A funeral service was held for Sergeant Johnson at 1 in the afternoon on Thursday at Victory Christian Church.
May Sergeant Craig Johnson's sacrifice to our cause never be forgotten. And may his silly quirks, stories, and persona remain ingrained in our hearts and carried forth from now until the coming of our Lord and Savior.
Wendell Franklin, Tulsa's chief of police, said you can take a body away, but you cannot take a spirit. You can alter a man's life, but you cannot take away hope. Chief Franklin said Sergeant Johnson is gone from this earth, but his spirit lives on in each of us, and his soul rests with our Heavenly Father. Sergeant Johnson's final action was giving selflessly. Chief Franklin said everyone sleeps soundly at night because of men like Sergeant Johnson and Officer Zarkashan, and the officers and dispatchers that stand behind them and with them.
But now I hear the cry. Police have too much power. Police are too well funded. Police are the problem. Believe me when I say that officers would rather sit all day and do nothing, collect a salary, and go home to their family than wield power, than lift a finger.
Everyone has decided what is right for police. Chief Franklin said they now have to know how to get to a 911 call while paying close attention to the national news, because 690,000 other officers across 12,000 police departments can determine how their day goes. Family, friends, and colleagues said Sergeant Johnson will be missed by all that knew and loved him. Following the funeral service, thousands of officers stood by saluting the family and the fallen Sergeant Johnson. From there, a funeral procession took place that stretched approximately 10 miles and was full of emergency vehicles from all over the state. Many of Tulsa's finest took to the streets to back the blue and show their support to the family of Sergeant Johnson for the approximately 9 miles from Victory Christian Church to the Floral Haven Memorial Garden where Sergeant Johnson was laid to rest. From Victory Christian Church in Tulsa, I'm Garrett Giles.